Lumber.
Lumber reminds me of my childhood. And my performance in gym class during the track section. Because basically that's what I did. Wasn't a whole lot of running going on for me. Kind of a pudgy kid, not going to lie. Kind of a pudgy kid with glasses and braces, not going to lie. Not really a cute looking kid, not going to lie. And Jim came along, we had to run the mile once a semester, the dreaded mile. Around the track 4 times. I invariably was the last one. But I remember one time when I was in, probably like 7th grade. Or 6th grade or something like that. The last person in. But I was still running on the track when my gym teacher just decided to take everyone back inside. And our track was like way on the other side of the school, so it was really far away, and it was getting late, the bell was about to ring, we had to go get changed, you know, so he brought everybody in, but I didn't even notice, you know, I was still going around the track. So I just remember the feeling crossing the finish line. Nobody was outside anymore. But it wasn't one of those things where, like, I felt so determined. I'm going to finish this. Because I was walking the whole thing, you know? Because that's what I did in my rebellious teenage high school days. But really, I think deep down, I was just doing that because I didn't want to embarrass myself by trying to run. Lumber.
Lumber makes me think of the way that one kid can ruin it for absolutely everybody else. Such as... The time with Lumber, of course, I went to this day school, like daycare school, after school program. They also had like a kindergarten and preschool going on there, but I didn't go there for kindergarten and preschool. there was this one kid I would occasionally get sent to supervise the preschool kids because I was one of the older kids in the after school program. And there's this one kid, I don't remember his name, because I never even knew all their names, I just knew that, you know, they weren't supposed to be putting their heads into blenders and the sort. There's this one kid who would just completely ruin the Lincoln Logs for everybody else. Not by hogging them, not by hiding them. He would just sit there, and in full view, he would suck on the Lincoln Logs. And nobody else would want to play with them for the entire time. He could have them all to himself. Nobody would want them, because they knew that he had sucked on them. And he had to pay a terrible price, but he had complete dominance of the Lincoln Logs.
So, all right. You and me.
Me and you.
Private Hallahan. You and me were chosen among a squadron of elite soldiers to pioneer this mission. We have to pioneer. We're going to be doing some serious pioneering.
Sergeant Corcoran, it's very frequent that a man is sent out there to complete another man's mission, or a man behaves in a manner archetypical of missions, such as going to steal information or, you know, assassinating a man who has a lot of power. But this mission is
much, much graver in nature. Yeah, sure, we could be going into the front lines of the enemy and infiltrating and doing some reconnaissance. We could be doing that, but this is more dangerous. This is more unknown. We have to go next door and pioneer the new office building they set up over there.
Presumably, it will be of great benefit to our country, sir.
Yeah, you know, they just finished building it, and, you know, it's all empty.
Yeah.
They just moved the desks and stuff in, and,
it's got those windows you can kind of see in, but there's nothing to see.
We gotta go over there and pioneer the hell out of it!
Alright, this mission is begun, by a man walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I said, General, we're going to need at least 4 months of intensive training to get ready for this mission. He said, no, we don't have the time. We've got to move. We're overcrowded. We don't have any more storage room. We've got too much paper, too many boxes. That's what he said. And I said, yes, sir, I understand, sir.
We thought we'd need training, but look at us innovating. Look at us innovating, rhyming in the zone,
and
taking
so
steps.
So we're forced to just throw ourselves into the heart of darkness. We don't even know what's out there.
No, we don't.
We don't know what's over there. Goodness. I mean, we could look out the window and get a good idea of what's over there, but we can never really be sure.
Could be some ferns, some rosebuds.
There could be a lot of dust from all the construction.
All right.
There could be a lot of flies from when they didn't have windows in just yet. The stairs could not have been constructed properly and could be rickety.
Can you imagine the life of a fly was flown into a newly constructed building while there were no windows, and then before that fly could fly out again while he flutters around in complete peace, windows are put in? What a Faustian bargain that fly has made.
We have to make sure that all the rolly chairs are in place and are put upon their rolly mats.
All right.
It's a checklist. We have to do that.
That's all right.
And the rolly chairs cannot be there, and then all hell, breaks loose.
Step two of this pioneered new mission is trying the doorknob. It's locked. Alright, we need a different step two for this kind of mission. Don't panic. How about the new step two is we try the window?
Well, we don't really have to do that because I have the key. I'll just
talk. Oh, okay. Well, we should go back and make that step 1B, which is get the key.
Alright.
Okay.
No! We have to go down the stairs and get to the side walk where there could be all sorts of danger.
Right,
danger
right,
everywhere.
Right.
You know, danger that we don't even know about. It's so dangerous.
Could be ferns or rose bushes.
Or other people that are totally weird.
Okay, what are we? Are we three now? Step three?
I lost track. It's so dangerous.
That's the risk of pioneering these things. They don't come with a manual. All right. Step three, proceed with caution. Have you got any caution?
Step aside. I'll lead us.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've been in this game for far too long to wimp out and...
Crossing out. Let Grizzled Sergeant take lead. Get rid of caution. All right.
All right. Stairs seem to be fine.
All right, good.
There was
good.
A little puddle back there, but I stepped over it.
Okay, we got another door coming up, Sergeant. Should we,
Don't look behind that door!
Uh-oh, okay.
God, man, how long have you been a soldier? You don't just open doors and walk through them!
It's a case of nerves, sir. I've never been on anything like this
You're
before.
Green, rookie! Don't make me take you out of the action if you can't handle the heat, huh?
Sir... The famous Latin American dictator El Pucho. I took him out with a fork. But that was nothing like this. This is
a
mission.
That was a brave display, but was it a fluke? Or is it what you got in your heart, kid?
That mission had been pioneered. This mission is something new entirely.
Now I want you to prove yourself, and I want you to open the door of the new office building.
Alright. Do you have a fork?
Show me that you got a steel pair, kid.
I'm just saying the fork was really useful last time.
You may be new, but I like your style, kid. I think you got a future in the service.
Okay.
You might climb up the ranks someday.
I'm opening this door. Could be anything inside, sir. Could be ferns or rose bushes.
That's right. It could be. That could be our death. I just want you to know, kid. But we don't make it out alive. This mission, it's really proven to me that you're one of the best soldiers I've ever seen. One of my best friends, and I want you to tell my wife, if I don't make it back, that I liked her.
Okay, let me skip ahead. I'm going to anticipate that being about step 13. Tell Grizzled Sergeant's wife he loves her. Presumably step 12, then, is Grizzled Sergeant bites it. It's writing something about 10... Number 8 being Feral Rolling Chair takes out Grizzled Sergeant. Number 9, I guess, then would be me avenging Grizzled Sergeant, and we've got this mission almost entirely pioneered. Dun dun! That's sound of us having to go.
Yeah, I really could have gone on for hours. Trust us.
And they wouldn't have even gotten into the building.
Forget, they would have been outside that door for another half an hour, I'm telling you.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being out there in front of your radios or your computers or you invisible people in the studio sitting on top of the satellite units staring down as you normally do. Thank you very much. What Jail is like, we'll be back next week, but you would be well advised to stay tuned to WEFT all night long, especially for the chant coming up right next, because there's really no better segue. There's really no better way to ease yourself into the rest of your life after what Jail is like than Nocturna Cantica. So thank you very much to all the Jasons of the world. Thank you very much. Good night.